This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're ending the year with three of our most entertaining performances from 2007. Being in a band is supposed to make you charismatic and attractive, but it didn't help the two characters in the HBO comedy series Flight of the Conchords, which debuted this year. Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement star as two losers in a rock duo. They have no gigs, few friends, and just one fan. The funniest part of the series is the original songs McKenzie and Clement sing and their imaginary rock videos. McKenzie and Clement started performing together in New Zealand, where they're from. In the series, the characters have just moved from New Zealand to downtown Manhattan. This Fresh Air performance was recorded in June.
Each of the songs that you do kind of reflect a type of song. And this one is called What Is Wrong With The World Today? And to me, it's one of those like real like 70s, what's going on kind of
Marvin
songs.
Gaye.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of it was a mixture of Marvin Gaye and I guess the Black Eyed Peas song, Where Is The Love?
Mm-hmm.
There's something kind of funny in that.
Children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like Doc.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. That's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man's lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead.
Is he dead?
Ooh, it turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing, why?
What is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
What is wrong with the world today?
Yeah, think about it.
Good cops been framed, then put into a can, and all the money that we're making is going to the man.
What man? Who's the man? When's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Is Brett a man? Yes, technically he is.
Turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper.
Oh, why are we paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow, 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 ow. Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Can somebody please remove these cutleries from my knees?
And then we broke it down. This is where we break it down. Ooh, this is where we break it down. Ow, this is where we break it down. Rock and do acapella jams.
Acapella jams.
Ooh, breaking it right down. Yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh. And then we bring it back. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Whoa,
whoa. Jamming in the studio. Jamming.
Jamming.
That's Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. Did you ever like perform in a straight band that wasn't comedy?
I have.
I've never, but Brett's performed in several bands. I've never been in a what I'd call a real band.
Why? I mean, do you lack confidence in yourself as
yes.
as a non-ironic
as a person
performer, as a human being in general?
No, it's just when we started this, I definitely wouldn't have been able to really keep up.
Yeah, we've got a lot better than when we started. We could barely play guitar when we started. We started off like we knew three or four chords, and then now we know probably 11 chords. So
don't overdo it.
Between us.
We learn a new chord each year. Each year at Christmas, we give each other a new chord.
Yeah, I say I know 5 and Brett says he knows 6. So that's 11.
Can I ask you to do another song that you do in the TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this one's called I'm Not Crying. And why don't you describe the context that you sing it in the HBO series?
In the show, my character, Jermaine, based loosely on myself, has just been dumped by a woman. And he's...
By the most beautiful girl in the room.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, now she's later in the episode, she dumps Jermaine.
Breaking my heart, and I'm in denial about my emotions. So you're leaving. You say you have to go. Well, if you have to go, then I suppose you have to go. That's what it means to have to go, doesn't it? It means you have to go. But if you're trying to break my heart, your plan is flawed from the start. You can't break my heart, it's liquid. It melted when I met you. And as you walk down the path that leads from our door, don't turn around to see me once more. Don't turn around to see if I'm crying. Not crying, it's just been raining. On my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheeks, please, please, don't tell my mates. Not crying. No, I'm not crying. Oh, well, if I am crying, it's not because of you. It's because I am thinking of a friend of mine you don't know who is dying. Yes, that's right, dying. These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. I've just been cutting onions. I'm just making a lasagna for one. I'm not crying, no, no. It's just a little bit of dust in my eye, just from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping cause you won't be here to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweated today. I've been looking around a lot, searching for you. They've been looking for you, even though I told them not to. These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. They're tears of joy, I'm just laughing. Sitting at this table called love, staring down at the irony of life. How come we've reached this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? Oh, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. No, I'm not crying.
That's really great. And that's the...
Quite emotional.
It's very emotional.
Quite hard to bring...
to come back from that.
Bring myself.
Yeah. Come back to the room.
Compose yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the Flight of the Conchords, made up of Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. You know, I love that kind of Barry White kind of spoken beginning. Who are the singers you've most tried to sound like over the years, or you've wished most you could sound like?
Recently I've been... loving Daryl Hall's vocals from Hall & Oates. Amazing singer. And and listening to a lot of Ray Charles.
And Oates. Don't forget.
And Oates. I'm not so familiar with... I just love the way Daryl Hall always goes, at the end of all his phrases.
I see. That's where you picked that up from.
That's what I've been trying to put that into more songs.
My guests are Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie, the two stars of the HBO series Flight of the Conchords. They'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air.
My guests are Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie. They co-created and star in the HBO comedy series Flight of the Conchords. They play two losers in a band. In those fictional personas, like, you're both kind of nerdy, really uncomfortable around women.
That part's real.
That's part real?
That part's real.
And you're also both incredibly insecure, but at the same time really self-absorbed and egotistical.
It's a fine line to play.
These are the characters I'm talking about. Not,
right,
not,
oh, right.
Not
oh,
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's set up like what a scene is like. Like in episode one, you're both at a party, and Jermaine, you see a woman who you find yourself attracted to, and suddenly you're imagining this kind of rock video that you're both in which you're having a hamburger with her and you're talking with her and singing about how beautiful she is. Would you do that song for us?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Certainly.
Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, yeah. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good-looking girls on the street. Depending on the street. And when I saw you at my maid's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? Oh, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his good one, Dave? Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? And he says he doesn't mind, but I can tell he kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s.
You're so beautiful.
Well, you could be a part-time model.
And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I do the robot.
Me and you and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Ooh. Oh, why don't we leave? Let's go to my house and we can feel each other up on my couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. No, yeah, 'cause you're so beautiful, like a tree. You're so beautiful,
like some beautiful ceramics or something.
You're so beautiful,
like one of those girls I've been definitely, definitely chatting to in the chat room.
You're so beautiful,
Wild Slut Angel 22 at Yahoo.
You're so beautiful.
I think you could be a part-time model.
Well, you'd probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
Spend part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. Next to me. And the rest of your time doing your normal job. Waitressing.
That's really great. Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, I want to thank you both so much. That was really fun. I really appreciate you performing for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Letting us.
Cheers.
Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement of the HBO series Flight of the Conchords. Their Fresh Air performance was recorded in June.